the package the Cubs received for Yu Darvish, and a lot of Blue Jays fans are saying, hey, why couldn't Toronto part with some of their prospects? The Padres really didn't. Not even one of their top five prospects went in the trade with the Chicago Cubs, John. Is that an instance where fans kind of oversimplify that, that maybe the Cubs were really interested in those specific pieces, and that if the Blue Jays were offering something, that they really wouldn't like that package opposed to what the Padres were offering?
Well, it's interesting, George. I think, number one, the Padres system is so deep right now. And that's a tribute to what A.J. Preller has done over a long period of time, and Logan White and their group there in San Diego. And I think that the Padres were trading from better depth, a better position of strength than what the Blue Jays would be right now. They just have the best, if not the best, and again, that's as of 2 days ago, they've moved a lot of the guys, but they've had one of the best farm systems in the sport for a long period of time. The Jays are pretty strong too, but the Padres are on a different level right now. And so you can trade, as they've done, prospects who rank in the area between 10 to 20, including, of course, Owen Cassie, the Canadian there from Mississauga, or Burlington rather. And he's part of that group as well. I mean, these prospects in other organizations might be ranging from 5 to 10, but with the Padres, they're ranging from 10 to 20 because they just had that much depth. And so I think that could the Jays have put together a package similar to this? I think so, yes. Sometimes it's a matter of fit as well. And A.J. Preller, maybe a comfort level there with Jed Hoyer and the group there and dealing with them and vice versa. There's a lot to be said sometimes for comfortability of making those deals in the past, and just knowing that the Padres, I think for the Cubs, you're trading Yu Darvish. You knew the Padres are motivated right now to win the World Series and make a huge splash. It has not been a key part of the Jays' MO under Mark Shapiro and Ross Atkins to trade four prospects in one deal. I'm thinking back the whole time they've run the organization. I can't think of an instance where they've done that. And I think that is what was demanded here and required. And I just think that this goes back to the way Mark and Ross have done business since they were in Cleveland. It's not really the way that they run the organization. And I think that's probably one of the reasons why, whether they could have equaled the deal at the end or not, Jed Hoyer knew when he picked up the phone and called A.J., that he was talking to somebody who had the appetite to make a deal. And we've all seen this for years now. When A.J. makes one deal, he usually makes three or four deals. And that's exactly what happened here. And when he gets in a mood to deal, he just keeps going. And so there was zero risk that Jed Hoyer was going to work on a deal with A.J. Preller and then it wasn't going to be completed. I mean, that's just – he was going to be aggressive to the end, and I think that's why we see Yu Darvish now going to the San Diego Padres.